All right, we should be on. Probably take a second for Cindy to actually see what's going on, and we're good. All righty. So, welcome everyone to the Fusion TV show for Friday. What is today?
Friday the 19th.
Yes. This month has flown by way quicker than I could even imagine. So, who we are and all that kind of wonderful stuff. This is the Fusion TV show, and I am Eli Delaney with MyBusinessMarketingMentor.com.
And I'm Sally Lidicote with AttaboySolutions.com.
So, and basically what we do is we run this TV show as a kind of an expansion of what we've done. Because what we started out with was the idea of we created a mastermind group, collaborative ideas of what we can do to work together. Because we have a lot of the same, very similar customers,
right?
And a lot of the same mindset, which has a lot to do with it. And what we actually did was we put this thing together as a mastermind. It worked so well, we wanted to see what we could do to share with everybody else.
Right.
So
right.
What do you want to add to it?
You know, I think our biggest thing is, you know, we were looking at how we could help each other, and we just wanted to teach people and impart great information about other people being able to work together and help each other and just, you know, I've always lived by the motto I heard from a good friend one time, you know, give first and share always.
Right.
So just helping people in general, that
right.
mindset.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that's what this is really about. And the cool thing about it is we have gotten some amazing feedback from people.
Yeah.
We're getting tons of feedback. I mean,
yeah.
it's really cool. The last Fusion event that we had, I had probably had, I would say, 5 or 6 people that came to us that I did not know that showed up at the mixer because of the fact that somebody had told them about this show.
Right.
And then said, okay, yeah, I got to go to this. And they were amazed at what we did last time.
Right.
So
right.
That's what we like. That's
right.
We're having fun with it. More than anything else.
And then they come to something like that because of seeing, you know, this show, learning some more things. And then we have the opportunity to even meet them or introduce them to some other people that we know. So, you know, it just grows from there.
Right. It's creating the synergy.
It is.
That's what this is all about.
Right.
So let's go ahead and start in, talk about the sponsors. Got to bring those guys up. Number one, we are at the Java Grounds and Peoria, Arizona. I always
right.
get that wrong, so I got it right this time. I'm very excited.
83rd Avenue and Deer Valley.
83rd Avenue and Deer Valley. Awesome place. Free Wi-Fi. Great coffee. Very fun people. I think that today we're actually going to bring Heather over here and have her just say hi for a second.
Right.
She's the barista that we always torment while we're here, and she does good for us.
She's amazing.
She's one of the most chipper people I've
she
ever
is.
Met.
She's always happy. She's always happy.
Fun and happy. So that's the first thing. Java Grounds, 83rd Avenue, and
Deer Valley.
In
Peoria, Arizona.
Deer Valley. Awesome place. Come check these guys out. They rock. Also, Terry Larson from TakeOneWebVideoProductions.com. He's the one shaking the camera back there. If you're nauseous, you might want to close your eyes for just a second. But anyway, he's the one that does all of our video. He helps us out with getting this Ustream going, and he does some awesome stuff. He does all of my video work
right.
for all of my seminars and workshops
right.
and helps us out with this. We're kind of working together because I'm the techie guy and he's the video guy, and we're getting it together so he can actually start doing these Ustream stuff
for
customers.
Other people.
Yeah,
exactly.
Which is way
yeah.
cool. Yeah, he's sitting there going, I don't know if I'm ready for that. Well,
yeah,
but you are, definitely.
And the setup that he has is just amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, he can take it anywhere, go anywhere, you know,
yeah.
do anything.
Yeah, awesome
yeah.
stuff. So
awesome.
You'll see more of that. You can find him at TakeOneWebVideoProductions.com. And yes, it's a really long name, but just remember TakeOneWebVideoProductions.com.
Right.
Who else do we need to talk about?
Well, and if people found us through another means, whether it's a link through Twitter or Facebook or whatever, mm-hmm. you can always find out more information about what's going on with us at whatisthefusion.com.
Yes, definitely.
That'll let them know about, you know, who we are, founders, a little bit more information, the mixers that we have,
yes.
and, you know, all the good, fun stuff going on.
So, and we should go ahead and talk about that next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday.
What's the date on it? Because I'm lost on my day.
It's 5 days away, so the 24th?
24th, there we go.
February 24th,
yeah.
Wednesday
February 24th,
night.
Which is this coming Wednesday. from 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock, and we are doing it at Banana Ranch, the same place we've had the last couple.
Right.
It's over at Westgate. If you're in the Glendale, Phoenix area, If you know how to get to Westgate and come off the freeway, first ride is like 95th Avenue, something like that.
Right.
And it's right there. Look for the Big Fat Greek restaurant. It's in the same building. It's very simple.
Right.
But we've got a ton of people coming out. Awesome feedback. We've had, the cool thing is I'm kind of looking at who's showing up, and we're getting probably a third of the people that show up each time are new faces.
Are brand new faces.
Which is what we want. And that's, we want to see more people. My motto is always, come, you know, hang out with us, have fun, bring a guest or 10.
Well, and that's us seeing new faces, and we're there for every mixer.
Yeah.
So if you haven't been to one of our mixers, or if you've been to one in the past and don't come to every single one, it's guaranteed you're going to have at least 50% probably new faces, I would say. Because we're seeing a third, it's usually that way. So
definitely.
A great opportunity to meet some new people that, you know, you haven't met before.
Yeah. Definitely. And if you're not in the Phoenix area, there's still time for you to book a flight. So you can come in. There's a Renaissance Hotel is right there. So you can stay at the Renaissance Hotel, come over, hang out with us, and then come back, go back home the next day. It's well worth it. It'll be a lot of fun. So what else we got? I've got so much going on. Let's talk about what's up.
I was going to say.
We had a guy from Tucson.
Yeah, somebody came up from Tucson.
Yeah. Matter of fact, he just sent me an email. So I got to send him another email, too.
Well, you've got a lot of things going on with speaking stuff.
Yes.
You have been one busy guy.
Yeah, the speaking stuff has been insane, which is really cool. I mean, I enjoy doing the, you know, speaking networking groups, and we're doing a lot of stuff with SCORE right now, which is really cool. For those of you that don't know, SCORE is the Service Corps of Retired Executives. The idea is that it's a government-run organization, but it's all free. If you're just starting out your business, or even if you've been in business but you're struggling on some things, need some help figuring out what's, you know, whether it's help with a business plan or getting an SBA loan or something like that, you can actually schedule an appointment with SCORE, and they'll actually have a counselor sit down with you, and it's completely free.
And their services are so extensive. I was actually mentoring a lady one time through ASVA's time program, and I went with her to meet with somebody from SCORE who was a patent and trademark, I guess he used to be an attorney, but he was a consultant.
Right.
And the time and the hours that he put in with her on patenting her idea, all
that's
for
amazing.
Free.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah. And the services are awesome. And they actually approached me to do a workshop series with them. So that's one thing that I've been doing.
Right.
And I'm having a blast with it. I mean, it's great. Because these guys, most of the people that I have coming through the classes are brand new. They just started their business. They have no clue what they're doing yet. And for me to be able to get there and give them a direction and help, you know, get them on the road, that is so fun just by itself. It's
right.
A blast.
And maybe save them some money from the get-go.
Yeah.
When the first launch
is. That's a big thing. Like my topic with them is primarily on how to make your website effective for you.
Right.
And so we talk about, you know, what right and wrong things you put into a website. And these guys, I mean, it saves them a fortune, because some of these guys are going to people that are saying, I had one girl that said she got a quote for like $15,000 to build her website.
Yeah.
And once she started describing to me what they were going to do for her, I'm like, it ain't going to work.
Right.
And so, you know, her just coming to that class and me being able to show her that made a big difference. So that's a big thing for me. Also, you know, as we're talking about that, I'm gonna do the whole plug. If you guys have like any kind of networking group or anything like that you want a guest speaker in, I would love to do it. We're also working on getting her into doing some more speaking stuff too. But yeah, I mean, that's my big goal right now. More speaking gigs. I lined up two more yesterday, which was awesome. I had a blast. We're just plugging away with it. More products coming out. I got a whole DVD line that's finally finished up. Hours and hours and hours of uploading and converting.
Right.
And that was just extraneous.
You were working on the last one a couple nights ago.
A couple
when we
nights
got together.
Ago, yes. And as a matter of fact, yesterday morning I was at one of my morning meetings, and I get the email saying, your product just finished uploading.
You're like, yay!
Because it took them like 24 hours, literally, a piece to upload to the fulfillment house. But we've got like 4 new DVDs that are now done.
Right.
And we're just plugging away, bringing out new products, which is a lot of fun. I'm having a blast with them.
Right.
Let's see, what else?
Can I have you share one other thing? But you can't talk too long. Because we do got to get on to topic at one point.
Yeah, we do have to get on topic
also.
But
you have to do share your new... family member.
My new family member, yes. officially, as of yesterday, my afternoon got completely shot for any productivity because we managed to get adopted by a brand new puppy. His name is...
And I love the way you say that you got adopted.
Yes, we got adopted.
You got adopted.
Well, and that's how all of our dogs have kind of come to us for the most part. You know, we've had a couple of them we've actually rescued from the pound, and we're really big into that. It's always going to the pound and getting them. But twice now, we've actually had two that showed up on our front door, no homes, no tags. We took them in to have them checked to make sure they didn't have any little scanner microchips, anything like that. And it's twice now that we've had them show up in our front yard and they won't leave. And we've actually had more do that. But they were ones that, like, some of them had tags, some of them were chipped, and we called them and we got them back to their owners. But yeah, this is twice now that they've had nothing.
And your new baby, what's his name?
His name is Shadow. We've got two reasons for it. He's completely black. I see Debbie's on here, and she says he's adorable too, because I know Cindy's already posted up pictures.
The new baby photo album is on Facebook.
Yes. And we'll have more. But yeah, he's completely black. It looks like,
but he's not like, Shadow, because he's black.
Yeah, well, that was part of the name, but the other thing is because he's my shadow. He follows me everywhere. always right on my heels.
Smart pup.
Yeah. Well. Yeah.
Well, I mean.
Yeah, Cindy's over in the background saying he knows who to suck up to. But yeah, he's adorable. He's a lot of fun.
Well, I'm just saying, kind of like, I've learned to follow a lot of things that you teach. Smart pup, he's following you too. Anyway.
Yeah.
Twitter, Facebook, puppies, everything follows you.
Yeah, this is true. But yeah, so that's our new addition. You know, definitely check out, especially Facebook. We'll have more pictures up there if you want to check them out. I know I've got a lot of sleepless nights coming on, which, not that I get a whole lot of sleep anyway, as busy as I am, but
and a lot of wet licky mornings, it sounds like too.
Yes. But it's gonna be a blast,
right?
So that's, I got a lot of stuff going on.
You do.
Awesome stuff.
You do.
And I got some more stuff that hopefully within maybe the next 2 weeks I'll be able to share, but I don't want to share it yet.
Awesome.
Yeah. Awesome. I don't think we haven't told you about this
Probably not.
Yeah.
So I won't say I'm the last to know, but it's usually...
No, you're usually one of the first to know. Let's see. I think that pretty much covers it for me. So what's up with you?
Oh, you know, my last week's been a whirlwind, and, you know, for those of you that are on the show, I've had so much concern, and I appreciate it so much. I've got two daughters that have been very, very sick, so that's taken a lot of my time, and I appreciate everybody's thoughts and prayers and everything else, and that means so much to me. On the business side of things, I have been working so hard on our attaboysolutions.com affiliate program. I know you've got a great affiliate program built into everything that you do.
And you pay a lot for
and
it.
And you do pay very well for the people that refer you out, and, you know, that you take care of the people that take care of you, and that's the way business should be anyways. But, you know, we've got several sales reps, and sometimes it's hard to track all the leads of, you know, who talked to who and whose customer is who when it all comes through one main website. So we've been working real hard on getting that affiliate program up, not only for our reps, but we'll probably roll some level of it out once we get it completed, you know, out to general public as well, that if they like what we're doing, and refer us out to their friends, their families, their business associates, that, you know, they could get a little kickback in their wallet as well. So, you know, I've got a lot more work to do to get that done, but
you're getting there.
I'm getting there.
And the program you're using is a good program, because I played with that originally. I had almost finished set up when the system that we already use, basically, Cindy went up and gave them a wonderful testimonial, so they exchanged it for their affiliate program.
Nice.
Which was kind of cool. And of course, you know, now they give it to everybody.
Right. My biggest challenge is I'm such a do-it-yourselfer that as we talked this morning and you gave me the next step of what I need to do, is this next step needs to not be a do-it-yourself, and I've been trying to figure out how to do it myself.
Yeah.
So,
you
know, sometimes, again, it comes down to, you know, even with our topic of partners and referral partners and all this other stuff, of ask for help. Yeah. It's okay. You know, we all think we're Wonder Woman, Superman, what, and not that, now we're going to get those nicknames, but,
Just in case everybody was wondering, you are safe.
Everybody usually tries to do so much themselves and just forget that, you know, you've got people around you that have some answers that know more than you do, and it's okay to ask and not know everything, so.
Well, yeah, and that's, part of...
I just didn't want to call you at 1 o'clock in the morning, so.
I was just barely getting to bed at that point, actually. Last night. Yeah. what's it called? Now I lost my train of thought. Oh, yeah. What
about the tights, right?
The mask? No, it wasn't the tights. Okay, now you're giving me the willies.
Okay.
But, you know, that's one of the things, like, the idea of a mastermind, and what we do and what we're trying to get out to everybody else, the whole collaboration side of things, is to ask people. You never know, you know, if you're struggling, if you can't figure it out in, you know, 20 minutes, stop and ask somebody. Find those advisors or those mentors that you're working with, and ask them, because somebody probably knows the answer. If they don't, then you can go back and find the answer someplace else or spend more time on it. But don't waste a lot of time on it. I've gotten to the point now where most of the time, if I can't figure it out right away, I'm on it. I'm finding somebody. I'm like, okay, who can help me with this? I'll put a question up on a message board.
Right.
Or I'll call somebody that I think might have a possible answer for it. Because I know how valuable my time is, and it's silly for me to go through and beat my head against the wall on something, trying to figure it out.
Right.
When somebody else out there's already done the work, they know the answer. And that's why, that's what we do a lot, you know, that's what I do in my teaching, that's what you do in a lot of your stuff.
Right.
It's like, it's helping people say, okay, here's, it's, you know, it's finding partners, which is our top, part of our topic for today. And we will get to that eventually. but it's a matter of, you know, those people have done the work, and like with what we do, what we teach is we do the work, so we give you the step-by-step to help you shortcut the learning curve.
Right.
Because learning curve is always the hardest part of anything. So find partners. You know, find people you can work with on stuff like that. That really makes a difference.
Right. And make sure that those partners have the right mindsets and willingness, because I know that's one thing, and we've talked about this a lot. You're always telling me, well, why didn't you just pick up the phone and ask me first? You and Cindy both do that for me all the time. And I'm like, I also respect our relationship and our partnership that I don't want to take advantage of.
Right.
And I'm always very, very aware of that. And I know, I mean, you've got so much knowledge and you have so many people that are always trying to pick your brain.
Yes.
I don't want to be one of, you know, that's just for me to be that kind of person. I don't want to be that kind of person that's always leeching off of someone
else. And that's something too. You always give back to. And that's one thing that when you're out there finding people for this kind of situation in a mastermind or collaborative group or whatever you want to call it, you gotta make sure that you're giving as much as you're getting. You know?
And that's that give and take, that relationship.
Exactly. And that's one thing that, you know, that's why we get along so well, is because we're always bouncing stuff back and forth with each other.
Right.
And there's been many times where I've been frustrated on things. I'm like, okay, what do you think?
Right.
I'm stuck on this. And, you know, you've helped me out on that a tremendous amount of times.
Right.
So it works well. And those are the type of people that you want to find. So let's go on. One quick thing I want to blast out there before we do that. Debbie, I know you're watching us today, and I just saw the message that you sent to me a couple of days ago. I do apologize that I've not gotten back to you sooner. My social media has been like on hold for the last week because I've been so swamped.
And you're not getting the emails since they changed the Facebook format too.
And that was it too. Since they just updated Facebook. Before, I was getting emails anytime someone sent me a private message, basically.
Right.
I don't get those now.
Right.
So I've got like 5 messages in there. I look at them last night and I'm like, man. There was actually a potential speaking gig yesterday morning that I missed.
Right.
Hopefully I can still get that lined up for a future date with them. But I did want to put that out there, let you know. I did get your message, just haven't had a chance to reply to it yet. So I will get to that. I plan on doing that sometime.
But how great is that? Personal reply via Fusion TV. Love
That's
love
fun.
It.
and Debbie puts back here, no worries. So thank you very much. Thanks for the patience on it. So let's get into the topic. We are actually already 20 minutes into this, and we haven't even started our topic yet.
We touched on it a little here and there.
Okay.
Yeah.
So go ahead. What's our topic for the day?
Our topic is finding prospects, partners, and referral partners. And, you know, my first thing to tell people to begin with is so many people, they get so busy working in their business, they're not working on their business, they're not getting...
Oh.
Are we back?
It looks like it's back on. All right.
Internet, sorry about that. Glitch.
Internet glitch there. Yeah. The cool thing now. Okay. So.
Worried, Terry.
No, it's okay. We just figured out one thing that's really cool about using Ustream is if it gets disconnected, it automatically starts back up.
And resets. That's awesome.
The recording is still going and the broadcast is still going, so that makes me very happy.
Always a learning process.
Yes.
Keep moving forward.
Yeah. And we have fun with this no matter what. You know, it is a free show, so you can't expect perfection, especially from me.
Fun, maybe, but not
fun.
Perfection.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, so we were talking about the...
Not being able to stay at home or in your office and
have
people find you. The visibility.
The visibility and taking action with it. One of the things that I have found, for me personally, that's been huge, is the fact that I'll work with other people and say, okay, I want to help set up these workshops and all this kind of stuff. And a lot of people will drop the ball. Everybody gets busy.
Right.
You can't just wait for somebody and say, hey, I want to do this. What do you think? They say, great, and then wait for them to take an action.
Right.
You need to take action with it, period. No ifs, ands, and buts about it. My business is exploding right now. That is why.
Right.
Because
you've taken personal responsibility.
Exactly.
In moving it forward.
Yeah.
Right.
So that's just a kind of a personal little push there for you. Don't wait for somebody else to do anything.
Right.
Get out there, do it, take action. If you want to work with somebody, you want to find that partner, get out there, make the first step, follow up with them, keep up with it. It will make a huge difference for you.
Well, and you said keep up with them, and I mean, that's where, you know, the relationships come into play and building those relationships, because you can't expect to go out to, say, a networking group once. You meet somebody, you think they're the perfect referral partner or prospect or whatever else, and never do anything else and expect business to come your way, except for that, expect that relationship to just grow. You do have to work at it.
Right.
I mean, it's a give and take thing, like you mentioned before.
Yeah. Well, relationships, I mean, any kind of relationship is that way. Think about it. If you go on a first time date, you're not going to ask them to marry you the very first time. You've got to, well, some people are weird.
I've heard of plenty.
Yes, this is true. You know, you have to work up to it. You have to build up the relationship, build up the trust, build all those pieces.
Right. Especially if it's going to be something quality that's going to last.
Right, definitely. Right. So let's talk about that looking for partners, that type of relationship versus the customer relationship.
Right.
Because that's huge. For me, the term that I like to use, and I don't remember where I actually heard this, it was years ago, was hunters versus farmers.
Right.
And hunters are somebody that goes out there, whether it's a networking group, whether you're using social media, anything that's in a social atmosphere type of situation.
Mm-hmm.
And the hunters are the ones that are going in for the kill. They're looking for the guy who's going to spend their money with them right then and there, the customer.
That one shot deal. Silver bullet.
Exactly. Where the gatherers or the farmers are the ones that are laying the seeds, they're planting the fields. They're the ones that are looking for the long-term relationship to happen, knowing that it may take a little bit longer for it to happen, but when it does, it's going to be so much more fruitful for them.
Right, and every seed that they plant may not blossom into that initial relationship that they were looking for.
But it may come back next season.
Right.
You know? And
exactly.
That's what happens.
Right. And you may find 3 good and 10 not, and one develops later, and you find out one that you thought was good wasn't. And I mean, it's a whole process.
It builds better. It builds better because you get so much more out of it, and they get more out of it too, because it builds the relationship side.
Right.
So for me personally, when I'm out in the networking world, whether it's online or in a face-to-face networking mixer or anything like that, I'm not there necessarily looking for direct customers to buy from me.
Right.
If I find one, great, I'll talk to them, and I definitely want to show them what I have. But I'm looking for referral partners. I'm looking for people I can build a better relationship with, because if you think about it's leverage.
Right.
Partnerships and especially referral partners in that concept, it's a leverage game, because you're not looking after... here's the one guy that's going to buy from me, and here's the one guy that's going to buy from me, and here's the one guy that's going to buy from me. You're looking for, here's the guy that has the list of the next 100 people that might buy from me.
Right, and even if that one person never becomes a customer or even your own individual referral partner, if you build a relationship with that one person, them referring you to their list of people, as you termed it, the relationships that they have outside of you that you have not even touched yet, you know, you're going to get a lot more from their referral than you would ever get from them as one individual person.
Right. And that's, and the cool thing about it is if you've got a good referral partner, and you've got that kind of relationship with somebody, right, they pre-sell them for you.
Exactly.
I mean,
exactly.
It's great because I can go through and pretty much I know for a fact that anybody who comes to me and says, I'm interested in your stuff because Sally told me so, I got a sale. I don't have to work very hard for it because she does such an awesome job of referring, talking about what we do. And, you know, Sally, you're a customer of ours. You go through pretty much everything that we put
right
out there.
Right.
So, and it's great for me because the fact that I know that when you're telling people how great it is, it's because you truly believe it.
And I know what I'm talking about because
yes,
I've experienced it as well.
Yeah.
Right.
So that relationship is built on, you know, the both the part that from the fact that you use the products,
right,
but also the relationship you and I built to the fact that when I talk to, I'll sit down with somebody and I don't have to really, I basically say, you know, here's what we got.
Right.
And they'll say, well, she talked about this, this, and this, and I'll tell them exactly what it is so they know what they're getting. And they say, okay, where do I sign? And that's
right,
it.
Right.
The rest of the conversation is building the relationship with them.
Well, and because we've built such a relationship that I know so much of what Eli has to offer, you know, even if I wasn't going to all of his classes or attending all of his webinars and taking advantage of all of the stuff that I do from that my business marketing mentor has to offer, I still have that relationship and have learned enough about him that I can promote him, that I can edify what he offers in his business because I do truly believe in it. And that makes it so much easier. I don't feel like I'm just trying to pimp out Eli because I'm an affiliate and I'm going to, you know, possibly make some money if it's a product that,
right,
that his company pays on. It's that I truly believe it. You know, you look at all of these big name athletes that endorse all kinds of products and, you know, there's some of them out there that we all know they may or may not use the product.
Right.
They're just getting paid for the endorsement, for the
right
commercial, for the whatever.
Yeah.
You know, and then there's like the Shaun Whites of the world who love
yeah
the product and go out and go to the company directly and say, hey, I love your stuff.
Let's work
something
together
out.
Right.
And that's more like what you and I have,
yeah,
have come up with. This is I started by loving your stuff of what you were teaching and what it's done for me in my business.
Right. Well, and that's, you know, you had talked at the beginning about the fact you're setting up your affiliate program.
Right.
And, you know, it's
right
a way for people to actually generate some income for themselves.
Right.
One thing I want to talk about with this is also, you need to make sure when you're looking for these type of relationships, whether it's an affiliate program, whether it's cross promotion, a joint venture, you know, a joint venture would be where you and I do a product together
right
and have basically co-brand it with
right
both of our names on it.
Right.
And I've got one right now with Kevin from 6 Degrees Leadership.
Right.
We're
the,
actually,
the webinars you're doing on Wednesdays.
Yeah, we're doing
right
a program there. It's a 6-week program where we just finished up week 4.
Time really has flown.
You know, it's a lot of fun. But that's a joint venture product where we're co-branding it
right
and putting it out there, which is pretty cool.
Right.
But it's one of those things that I would never do that if I didn't believe in what he was teaching.
Right.
And that's
right
really a kicker when you're looking for those partners or those relationships. Don't go for it for the dollar. Go for
exactly
it for
it's not just the money.
It's a good fit. So
right
obviously, you know,
right
if you're selling apples over here, don't sell cucumbers over here. It doesn't make sense.
Right.
But do, you know, find somebody who's a good fit,
right,
but make sure that you checked out their product and you actually believe in it. You know it's a good product. Then you guys can mesh together.
Right.
Because you're not going to do very well, and it can actually hurt your reputation if you're out there promoting a product that isn't very good.
Right.
So, you know, be careful about that. When you're looking at those relationships, you know, sit down with the person that you meet and have lunch with them, have coffee with them, get to know them, check out one of their products, buy one of their products from them and say,
right,
okay, I want to check it out. Let me see and figure out what it is. And then you can go through and say, okay, I like the person. Their personality wise, we fit really
right
well.
Right.
They've got a great product. It fits my market. Okay, this is a good move. And that's what you should be looking for. And when you're out there, look for people like that. The next time you're at a networking event, see what you can do to find a person like that.
Right.
you know, and referral partners, you've also got to be think outside the box with it. Because I get a lot of people to say, well, I don't want to work with anybody because they might be my competition. First off, competition doesn't exist.
Right.
Shall I go on my rant about that one?
You know, I think people need to hear that. I think that's real important because so many people are, they're so territorial.
Yeah.
And networking groups are the perfect example that are one category per industry. And even at that, and I can understand that to a point because it is, that's the mindset, that's the dynamics. But I've even been around networking groups that they say, okay, we have an insurance guy, we don't even want one to visit. Well, that insurance person that's in the group, or whatever category it could be, them by saying, hey, no, I don't even want visitors, just means that you are blocking out a person that could be a potential customer
or partner
or whatever of everybody else in your group. Let them come visit. Give it the opportunity. If you're in that group and you have the relationships, they're not going to go to the guy or switch over to the person that's the same category as you because they visited one time.
Right.
Not if you're in that group for the long haul, not if you've got the relationships. So give the other people in your group an opportunity to have somebody come in that may be a new client for them.
Right. And that's one thing too, is that everybody, especially in the, you look at a lot of the niches like insurance and things like that.
Right.
Everybody has a specialty, and that's where you need to differentiate yourself and
focus
on what you're really good at. You can sell the other product too if it comes along, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
Focus on the things you're really good at. You might find, like insurance, I know there's, your A-list and your B-list type of insurance, basically.
Ratings.
Yeah. You can actually have people that are, that might be specialists in that area, and you can refer business back and forth.
Right.
But as opposed to saying, well, they're an insurance person and I don't want anything to do with them, you can't be around me, that's all you're doing is cutting your own throat.
Right.
Look for the potential. Look for the opportunity. Don't burn bridges that you don't know might have a lot of good stuff on the other side.
Well, and they both, I don't know why we'll stick on the insurance, but it's a great one to think of too, is if you've got clients that you can't serve as an insurance agent, or again, whatever industry that is, and you say, you know what, I can't help you in this particular area, but let me send you over to
this guy. Yeah.
Now you've become not, yes, you didn't get that business, but guess what? You weren't going to get it anyways. So why not be a service to the person that's not going to do business with you and send them down the road? Whether or not that other person can help them or not, they're going to remember what you did because you're setting yourself apart. That differentiation.
Differentiation.
Okay, that sounded right.
It is a real word. It sounds like it's not, but it is a real
word. It's a big one.
At least it is in my world. But yeah, and look at it the other side too, because even if you may have the complete product and be able to provide everything that's out there, but if you actually build a good relationship with that other person, they may not be to that point, and they may send you business.
Exactly.
So that's what you should be looking at. Look at the opportunities to build the relationship, and don't worry about competition. I mean,
it's more looking at the big picture versus being very myopic of in scope and stuff.
Very much so.
Right.
Look at the concept of everybody has more business, or there's more business out there than you can handle, period.
Right.
That's all there is to it.
Right.
And you just need to differentiate yourself to where you stand out and you fit with people. Because I know there's some people that will never buy from me. They don't like my attitude. That's okay. Those people.
See, I love your attitude.
Well, I appreciate that. And I like your attitude too.
We have too much fun.
You want to have fun with it. You want to have your personality in there. You're going to have people that aren't a good fit for you. And that's good because you don't want them as customers usually.
Right.
So what you want to do is you want to find partners. Find referral partners that you can work with, that you guys can bounce these things back and forth together. And it's not even just about the sale and, what business can I send to you? What business can you send to me? It's also about how can we just help each other.
Right.
Because some of these guys, especially if it's an industry type of thing where you're both in the same industry, they might have answers that you don't. I know a friend of mine that's a printer, he's actually in a mastermind with a whole bunch of other printers. Now, the common concept is, well, why would I want to be with these guys? Because we're all competing together. But he doesn't view it that way. he views it as we're all helping each other, and we all have our own customer base. And the cool thing is, some of them have some equipment to do things that others don't have, and they what they'll do is they'll refer that business back and forth, and everybody wins. That's what you want to be looking for. Look for the partners. Look for the people that can help, you know, help both of you grow.
Well, and the ideas that you can gain out of that, and the brainstorming when you are working with people that are in that same industry, because, you know, you've got one brain, and I don't know about anybody else, but mine can get limited in scope of, I get so focused on the things, you know, we've all heard the phrase of, you know, you can't see the forest for the trees, but when you're with a group of other people that you're not necessarily business partners, but you're in that same industry, and you're throwing out ideas, and you're brainstorming topics, the ideas that can come out of that for you and for them, it's a win-win all the way around, because you're going to come up with thoughts and ideas that you would have never come up with on your own, and that you can have a lot of great other people that you mastermind and brainstorm with, but a lot of those other people aren't in your industry, so their thinking is along the lines mostly of their own industry. So, you know, right. The example of the printers. I mean, the ideas that one printer can get from a group of other printers that they would have never come up with on their own is unlimited.
Right. So, definitely. And one of the things, too, as we're going through all of this, you guys that are here on the chat, feel free to pop in questions and comments and stuff like that. We'd love to hear that. Any feedback, any questions, just pop them into the chat window at any point, and we'll go through all of those. Let's talk a little bit about how, like, what's the right mindset when you're looking for that partner, that relationship, that those ideal people that you want to go through. Because it is a right. shift in mindset. Right. Most people actually, they don't think that way. So we got to teach them how to break that, that I'm looking for the guy who's going to give me the dollar. Right. Get them out of that mindset. So what would you say is your biggest tip on that side?
Well, I think the biggest thing to start with, you know, when you're dealing with mindset is so many of us, and I mentioned this earlier, so many of us are lone ranger mindset, you know, especially in the entrepreneurial world, that I can do this myself. I don't need the help. That's got to be the first shift. Once that shifts to, you know what, if I team up with one other person, two other people, three other people, the power and the synergy that comes out of that brainstorming, those thought processes, it can be just amazing. But the first shift comes in getting away from the thought of, I have to do it all myself, you know, nobody can help more than that. And then once you're ready to go forward and look at other relationships, again, if you're looking at, okay, who can I help? And you kind of keep that mindset of helping other people, you're going to find yourself attracted to other people that like to help other people as well. And then it becomes that win-win scenario. You mentioned, you know, not going for the person that's just going to bring you in the dollar, because that will be a very short-lived relationship, even if it does work initially.
Right.
Because they will feel like you are taking so much away from them. They're getting nothing back. And it's going to end, and it's not going to end pretty.
Right. Well, and it's very narrow-minded, because first off, that one person, even if you provide the best customer service, the best products,
right.
and they buy everything you have, you only have so many products you can sell.
Right.
So, and they only, you know, depending if it's a business-to-consumer business, there's only so much you can do with it.
Right.
So you start thinking in the bigger picture of things is that those relationships, you know, those partners, you're looking at, okay, you're talking to the one person, they might have 100 people, they might have 1,000 people
right.
that they could work with, and you build that relationship that way. What I like to do is, when I sit down with somebody that we're talking about doing that, what are we looking right. for a partner base? The first thing that I do is take out a piece of paper, and I write, okay, who is my perfect customer?
Right.
And I'll basically break it down of who is Bob. That's I like to do it from the marketing standpoint. I define
right.
who is Bob. Bob, do what? What was
Walmart
that? Has Walmart has Barbara. That's
and Eli has Bob.
And I have Bob. I actually use that term. I got that term from Michael and Sylvie Fortin from Success Chef. Awesome internet marketers. Definitely check them out. But that when I first heard the term of using Bob was from Sylvie, and she basically said, you need to find out who Bob is. What is it? What is it that they like? How old are they? How many kids do they have? Are they married? Are they single? I mean, you get that demographic, and you use that in your marketing standpoint because you need to know that information in order to target your marketing. But then you take that same information and you go through and it's like, okay, who else sells stuff to that same person?
Right.
If you think about it, one that's a really common connection as far as referral partners go that a lot of people don't think about is a carpet cleaner and a dry cleaner.
Right.
Now they're area rugs. Because they have area rugs. And they're people that take their clothes in for dry cleaning generally take care of their houses more. So they're gonna have carpet cleaners come in. It's a perfect fit. Are they the same industry? No, they're completely
right.
different.
Right.
So what you wanna do is you wanna go through and you find out who Bob is for you. That is your number one person. You should know that anyway. That's your marketing guy saying, find out who your target person is, anything and everything you can give to them, or know about them, from do they have kids, what age are their kids, do they like dogs, hint, hint, all that kind of stuff. And then you go through and you say, okay, now here's this person, what other stuff do they buy, where do they
right.
go? And then you start looking at who you can match up with for that referral base.
Right.
And then you just make a list of the industries. And then from there, you start seeking out people that are in that area.
Right.
That's what you're looking for.
Right.
And you're looking for that long-term relationship you can build with people for, number one, cross-promotions,
right.
Joint venture products. You can do, you know, fun internet TV shows like this one. You know, it all works. It all works together. And then you just approach them. And if somebody says they're not interested, that's okay. There's a list of
right.
many, many more.
Right.
You know, but you do have to sit down and you just start following up with these guys, make a point, get to know them, check out their shop.
Well, and I like the way you said that too, is you've got to identify your own target customers, because if you don't know who your target customer is to begin with, I mean, that can be a real huge red flag for you in your business to begin with. But if you don't know who yours are and who you're sitting down with doesn't know who theirs are, becoming referral partners and really being able to feed
it's
off of
hard.
Each other and help each other grow their businesses is going to be a difficult
yeah,
task.
It's very difficult.
Right.
And if you're in business, you should have that anyway.
Right.
You really need
right.
to. That's like a
But I think
a
lot of people don't.
Piece.
A lot of people don't.
You're right. A lot
or
of people
Or it's
don't.
So broad mm-hmm. that, you know, they go to the referral group and say, a good referral would be, you know, anybody that has carpet in their home.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, okay,
yeah,
I happen mind. To be, I know, I got a buddy in Tucson that has carpet in his house.
Right.
hook you guys up.
No, they kind of need to be in the same area you're in.
Right.
But again, you know, I mean, going back on that, we've talked about this on another show too, is if you're that broad, your referral partner or anybody else that you're announcing that to in a networking mm-hmm. group, it's so broad they can't even narrow it down to give you a single referral because
yes.
they know too many. It's too overwhelming.
Right, and
it's
it does make it really hard. One of the things that you also want to do is look at that picture of what can help. Like the people that work out for me in
right.
particular are the heads of any kind of organization that likes speakers.
Right.
That's my kick right now. That's where I'm really spending a lot of my focus. So that would be somebody that I can work with. For me also, motivational speakers, or people that are in that industry, people in the marketing industry, because I can go through, like, our services are based on us teaching you how to do it. But we don't actually provide the service of doing a lot of this stuff for you. So somebody who provides the service.
Right.
is a good referral partner for me because of the fact that I can then refer business over to them. And if I believe what they're doing
right.
is in line with what we're doing and I believe that they're charging a fair rate, I'm going to send them business.
Right.
And they're on the opposite side. They're going to get people that just don't have the budget for them to do it.
Right.
So they can send them over to me to teach them how to do it. That way those guys can do it on their own. And
right.
then when they get big enough and they're making the money, then they can outsource that. Because
right.
I'm all for the outsourcing thing. We talked about that a little bit at the
exactly.
beginning.
Exactly.
But there are points where you just don't have the money to do it. So that's why we created this business. So right. those kind of people are good referral partners for me. It doesn't have to be necessarily the same industry.
Right.
I mean, right. I get them all over the board.
Right.
But think about things like that. Be creative when you're coming up with this list.
Right.
And that's when you go to, you know, a networking, whether it's a chamber event or one of the fusion events or anything else out there, or what you're doing searching online.
Right.
I mean, a good way to find those referral partners is also do a search on Facebook and do a search on Twitter. Find a search on LinkedIn. If you're looking, if you're especially if you're in the business-to-business world,
right.
use LinkedIn. LinkedIn is awesome for that.
Right.
You can find a ton of good information. There's actually, this is a reference. Cindy just made a comment in the back here.
Right.
That when you're looking at being creative, there's something we just heard on some audio that we were listening to, and it references somebody, right now, Gary Vaynerchuk from,
yes.
he's got his book out called Crush It.
Yep.
Which rocks, by the way. I recommend that book to anybody and everybody. No ifs, ands, and buts. You really got to read that thing. But there's a guy that's actually competing with him, sort of. I mean, they're in the same industry. They sell
right.
wine. But Gary
right.
Vaynerchuk is from Wine Life TV or
right.
Wine Style TV or something like Wine Library
.tv. Right.
Wine Library. And he has an internet TV show kind of similar to this that he talks about wine. But this guy, he sells wine also. And so he was looking at the fact that he was like, okay, how can I try to compete with Gary Vaynerchuk? Because Terry rocks. Well, you don't. You find different ways.
Right.
You don't look for the companies that talk about or sell wine. You talk about, or you find the companies that talk about and sell cheese.
Right.
Because a lot of people that buy cheese also buy wine.
Right.
There's a niche. There's that thinking outside the box.
Right. And there's so many markets, you know, Gary Vaynerchuk is going to have his perfect customers. There are going to be customers out there that are not his perfect customers. So why go in and compete with him for customers that are perfectly his? Go for the ones that aren't.
Yeah. Go for the ones that aren't.
I mean, that sounds like it would be real common sense, but set yourself apart. Be different so that people that relate to you or don't relate to him may relate to you.
Yeah.
You know.
And that's the cool thing about it is when you're differentiating yourself, it makes such a difference that it goes along with what I was talking about earlier on the I don't believe in competition thing.
Right.
Because I am a firm believer that there are people that sell products similar to mine, that whether they're home study courses or teaching or they're speakers that teach
right.
the stuff that we teach, they're selling products that are similar, but they don't do it the way I do it. I have a very unique style on what I do.
And I think I've even told you, when I went to a networking group a long time ago, there was somebody in the group that sold gift baskets with Attaboy Solutions. We do gift baskets and.
Right.
But we don't make the gift baskets. We're a concierge service. So
right.
a gift basket company, and I actually have a couple companies that do gift baskets, but one that we use exclusively. But at this point, but at that point, I didn't have one gift basket company that I was working with. That would have been a perfect fit to be a partner with
right.
me, a joint venture thing, so that I had a source when I have clients, you know, whether it's my big clients or my, you know, more entrepreneurial that need one gift for right now, they needed a gift basket, they place the order with me, I give that business to the gift basket company.
Yeah. And it makes
but
sense.
It
and
was
you.
so short-sighted for them.
Right.
The business that they could have had over these last couple of years
was huge.
Yeah.
And I remember you telling us about that story because they pretty much were blowing you off and saying, hey, well, you're competing with me. I don't want anything to do with you. And
that's another one. There was
oh,
actually
that's a different
two,
one.
There
okay.
was actually two of them
that
in that time frame.
One.
And both of them just viewed me as competition versus the source of, we already had our clients in place that used gift baskets.
Right.
They could have been our provider, which would have upped their revenue. So, you know, again, it's thinking outside the box and not looking at everybody as being, oh my gosh, they do something similar to me, they're my competition.
Yeah. Yeah, right. and that's
yeah.
something too, is that as you're thinking about this, don't think about who, you know, are they going to be competition? Are they going to steal my customers? Are they getting the dollar that I want?
Right.
Because you will burn yourself in that. Here's another example from my standpoint is a lot of people don't realize I'm a distributor for Send Out Cards.
Right.
I love the product. I signed up for this product and I signed up as a distributor because it is amazing and it fits perfect with what we already do.
Marketing.
Yeah, it's the greatest marketing tool from an offline world ever created.
Right.
The thing is that most people don't realize that I actually do that.
Right.
And I don't promote it a whole lot. Why is that? Because most of the time, when I'm speaking in front of a group of people, there's a Send Out Cards person in the room. Because they're pretty well known. It's a pretty decent sized company.
Right.
And my look at it is, okay, I'm there to teach marketing, and yes, Send Out Cards is a piece of what I do, but I'm not going to go through and start talking about the SOC stuff, because then what I'm going to do is I'm going to irritate that person and I'm going to burn that bridge with them. My piece of the marketing stuff, I can teach people how to use the tool better.
Right.
And at the same time, what I will do is I'll say, you know what, it's a great program. Here's some examples of what you can do on how to make it more effective.
And then you give the person.
I give it to them.
Yeah,
I say, and if you're not using them right now, you need to get a walkthrough with her and point them to that person.
Right.
Because I want them to use that, because what it ends up doing is I look better because of the fact that I'm not just stealing everybody's business.
Right.
It shows a higher ethics for me.
And you're helping somebody else grow their business.
I'm helping them grow their business. Now they're also endeared to me, and they know that they're going to like me more just because of the fact that I'm not stealing their business.
Right.
You know,
right.
So don't think about it that way. Could I make more money if I was actually doing that and actually promoting SOC on my own?
Probably.
But in the long run, is it worth it? No. You know,
but it's not your long-range focus either. So.
No. And it's another piece that I would much rather just give that to that person and build a better relationship with that person. Because you know what? I've had people that have actually come to our seminars because of that situation that are SOC people.
Right.
We've had a couple of them that have come through our seminars because of that.
Right.
That's what we're talking about here. So, all right, we are coming close. We are at 11:53. Any notes, comments, thoughts, and ideas? We would love to hear from you. This is the quietest group we've had.
I know, it really is.
They've been talking constantly.
I'm not seeing any of the chat.
Maybe our feed. So no questions.
Did our feed stop?
No.
Well, let me refresh my chat here and see. Maybe it got disconnected there.
That's not good.
Oh, okay. Well, I wonder if it died when we got disconnected there. Let's see what we got here.
Well, sorry about that if we missed any of your great comments and conversations, for sure.
There we go.
Yeah, that's a whole lot more than I was showing.
Yeah, we weren't seeing any of that. Alrighty.
So much for those glitches.
Everyone,
do we have anything
wrong?
Good?
There's lots of chatter.
Well, and again, you know, learn about what Eli has to offer. If you guys have been watching this show for any length of time, and I know he'll probably get after me, why are you promoting me right here and now? Or he won't, because he's also a big one on self-promotion, which I'm not always as good at, but we're working on that one. But check out what he offers. You know, chances are, if you're watching the show right now, you're a small business person or a big business person that's looking to grow from wherever you're at. And just some of the tips and tricks and things, you know, go on Facebook and fan his My Business Marketing Mentor page. And, you know, watch his Driving Your Marketing video. It'll cost you nothing, and you'll get a great tip every week. I mean, that is just, you know, anyway.
I'm fun with that. I love those.
That is.
They're a blast.
Yeah. Julie was actually from the hair salon.
Yes.
When I went yesterday and had my hair done.
Phoenix
Studio. She was commenting, and she's like, oh, did you see his last video? And I hadn't seen it. So she's filling me in, and I'm like, oh, I feel really bad. I've been hiding under a rock for the last week or so. But 11:42, there was a question.
11:42. No, I'm not seeing it.
I have noticed when I go to an event and meet someone, all they care about is SEO. So, they don't care about how to make it.
Okay.
Good question.
So the question was that Extra Hands is noticing, which is Carl. It's great when I know who people's little
their
handles are. Question was, when you go to a networking event and somebody is just, it's pretty much a me situation,
right?
How do you deal with that?
Right.
Number one thing, let them talk about what they're doing,
right?
Because they that will kind of lessen or soften the situation, and
right.
But also limit your time with it. You know, go through and make sure that they're not hoarding your entire time, especially if you're at a live networking event. You only have so much time, and you want to make sure that you find a couple of good connections.
Right.
You know, my goal generally is, I don't care how many people are in the room. If I meet five good people, I'm happy.
Right.
That's all I'm after.
And that's in 3 hours.
That's in 3 hours. Yeah.
Right. Right.
So let them do their thing. But definitely, you might want to give them, you know, softly give them advice on, hey, here's some stuff that you might want to look at doing. Help them out. You know, comment on any, you know, something they might have a problem with, or ask them questions that are relevant that will focus them. Because a lot of these guys are, it's not so much that they're so self-absorbed. Some of them are. But
right.
A lot of them, that they're passionate about what they do.
Right.
I have to catch myself from not talking for a half an hour on how great the stuff we have is. Because
right.
I am so passionate about it. I love it so much.
Well, and we did cover a lot of, you know, how to keep your business card from going in the trash.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you know, this could be, you know, a plug even for referring them back to watch episodes of What is the Fusion,
mm-hmm.
to where it can take yourself out of the picture. You know, our very first episode, you know, how to not get your business card thrown in the trash. You know, don't just be the one that's out dealing it and whatever. Find a resource that can educate them and, you know, email them a link later on.
Right.
It may not help for that evening. You'll gain, you know, you'll save your reputation for not being
right.
the jerk that is trying to educate people on how to network, because if they're already in that me mindset, you're not going to change that in a night. So guide them to someone else or some other resource where they can get a good education on
right.
the right way to be
yeah.
out networking.
And do it very softly. Do it in
right.
you know, hey, I found this article. It was really great. I just wanted to share it with you.
Right.
You know, that way you're not saying, I didn't think you would find this helpful, or I don't think you need this because you're just awful at networking.
Yeah.
You know, be careful about
yeah,
stuff
go
like that.
Here and watch this because you're really bad.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
But you're also gonna have you're gonna have some people that are just the selfish me people.
Right.
You are gonna run into them. Here's my exit strategy on that. If somebody else that I think might be a potential fit with them happens to walk by, I'll say, you know what, I gotta catch this person, and then I'll get them introduced, and then I'll walk away. That's just my cheating way of doing it.
I'm going to see if, speaking of getting introduced.
Yes.
Heather. We want to introduce you. Can you come over for just 2 seconds? We're right at the end of the show.
Yeah.
We talked about Heather from Java Grounds, and I'll tell you, if you come in here anytime when she's working, she has the shiniest, happy personality, big smile, and she's always super, super friendly. So how do we want to slide her in here?
Why don't we just stand up? We stand up? Are we good?
Well, you might be out of screen. Yeah.
My cord is gone. Okay. Come on over here. All right. So this is Heather. So tell us a little bit about Java Grounds.
It's the best coffee place ever.
Okay. Good. And like her. But yes. And she is always so chirpy and friendly. And how long have you been here?
Since we opened.
Which was?
May of 2008.
Cool. Awesome.
Awesome.
Anything
awesome.
Else that you would like to add? Saying hi to everybody who's watching?
Come here.
Okay.
In Arizona. Come
yeah.
here.
If you're in Arizona, definitely come check it out. Come torment her. She's always fun. She's a lot of blast. So thank you very much for coming
the
by.
Yeah. The one coffee place that I know that actually, once you place your order, you can just leave the counter. They bring it out to
yeah.
you. They actually bring it out to you. And you don't usually see that too much in coffee shops. So I know it's family owned and operated, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, help a local business. Help a local business. They're great.
Right. And one last question. What are probably the best two things that you could recommend for people as far as drinks here?
To drink? Well, I just got into drinking an iced coffee with raw sugar on the bottom, full of teeth, like sweet stuff or not sweet stuff. And I think I like the frozen drinks. They're always really sweet and good.
Awesome.
You guys
Very
should
cool.
try some.
Awesome.
Awesome.
Thank you very much. You're appreciate welcome. It.
Thanks for letting us put you on the spot. Yeah. And we'll make sure you have the card. You can share it out with your friends and tell them to go all watch the episode with you on TV.
Yeah, a lot of fun. Alrighty, so we are right at 12 o'clock. If any last questions, if you want to just pop them in there real quick, that would be awesome. And while we're doing that, I want to do another thank you. Number one, Heather and Java Grounds, Peoria, Arizona. Come check them out. Free Wi-Fi, awesome coffee. They let us hang out here every other week and pretty much take over their lobby.
They have breakfast. They have lunch sandwiches. They have gelato. I mean, I haven't tried the gelato yet. And on the weekends, they often have entertainment as well. So, yes. Live entertainment.
Yeah, so Howard comes down here, doesn't he?
Yes, Howard Faltz comes down here. He's one that attends our Fusion events, and he comes down and plays. I have not had the opportunity to be down here when he comes and plays.
Yeah, neither have I.
Several of my friends have.
Yeah, good. Awesome. So, Java Grounds, awesome place. And then Terry Larson from Take One Web Video Productions, our video guy.
We'd have a lot tougher time without Terry if we were trying to do this with a webcam.
Yeah, was it the last one or the one before? We were worried. Last one. We were worried that he was going to be watered in because we had
the rainstorms
and he thought he was actually going to be stuck at his house and not be able to get anywhere without a boat.
We didn't know what we were going to do without Terry.
But we were doing good.
What am I drinking?
I am drinking
a blended, it's like a caramel macchiato, only frozen and blended, and with an extra shot. Like I need extra energy, but you know.
Yeah.
They're awesome. They're awesome.
So.
Who asked that?
Carl wants to know what the best drink is.
Carl was asking what the best drink is.
Mine is, I'm pretty easy, a large mocha.
Yeah, I always do something sweet and blended and got to have an extra shot in it because it takes just the edge off of the sweet and gives me the extra energy. So
yeah, very cool. So again, we got Terry, we got
Java Grounds. We got Cindy.
Yeah, we got to mention Cindy. She does all the tech stuff in the background.
Right.
Lets us know if things go awry.
If we lose a feed.
That's always a big one. So we want to thank her also. And then we want to have anybody here, if you are in Arizona or if you're out of Arizona and want to catch a flight in, we would love to have you. Next Wednesday night, from
the 24th of February.
24th of February, from 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock p.m. at Bananarana's at Westgate. We'll be having our next mixer. It is a free event, no pitches, no 30-second commercials. You basically just buy your drinks and food or whatever you want on your own.
Exactly.
But it's completely open to anybody and everybody. It's an awesome event. We're having a ton of people blast doing it.
We are.
The whole point is to get people in there to come in, meet other business owners, make connections, just what we talked about today. Find those referral partners that you can work with and do business, plain and simple. Just do business.
Right.
And have
shake
fun.
Hands. Good old-fashioned networking.
Yes.
Good old-fashioned networking.
No pitches or anything like that. Alrighty. So thank you all very much. Again, make sure you check out whatisthefusion.com. You can actually sign up for the newsletter also to make sure you're on our list. We'll notify you of when we're doing TV shows, when we're doing
the mixers,
and we'll probably be having some new stuff coming up pretty soon also. So as that stuff comes about, you'll get notified of everything. We promise not to spam you. Other than that, thank you very much. Thanks, everybody, for coming on the show. Real quick, I see Debbie said a thank you, guys, so we want to thank you back, Debbie, for being on the show every time.
Yeah.
Because I think you've made it on every one. So,
yeah, I think, Debbie, officially, you are our number one fan. We love you.
Yes, we love you to death. One of these days, you really do need to come down and hang out with us. That would be cool.
That is something to mention, too. We do film live at Java Grounds.
Yes.
Obviously, you just saw us bring Heather over. Come down and watch us live.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're every other Friday. We'd love to have you sitting here in the audience and, you know, maybe bring you on and introduce you and just say, hey, here's a few of our fans and turn the camera around to the rest of the coffee shop.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's a lot of fun.
It is.
If we have a real audience, that could be scary.
Yeah.
And we'd be more obnoxious.
come a little early. We're live at 11, but we're here usually about 10 o'clock, so come a little early.
All right, we are at 5 after, so we should probably wrap it up. Thank you all very much. Visit us on whatisthefusion.com. Hopefully we'll see you next Wednesday at the Mixer at Bananarana's. And everybody take care. Have an awesome weekend.
Have a great one.